Homelessness nationally is declining, but not in Florida. That's the finding of a report out yesterday by the Florida Housing Coalition and Florida Realtors Association. Amy Green has this report.
The report finds the state's homeless population, more than 47,000, is the third highest in the country. Andre Bailey is chief executive officer of the Central Florida Commission on Homelessness. He says the report shows low-income families are being left out of the recovery.
The recession hit everyone hard, but the recovery has not hit all sectors of our society equally. So you're seeing a great amount of lower-income families who are struggling in ways they've never struggled before.
The report shows homelessness in Florida remains close to what it was in 2007, after a peak during the recession. Nationally, the population is steadily declining. Bailey says state and local governments need to make homelessness a higher priority. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
Yesterday marked the fourth anniversary of a Florida appeals court ruling that overturned the state's gay adoption ban. Frank Martin Gill, a gay man who was fostering two children at the time, was a plaintiff in the case. Gill says the ruling meant he could finally adopt the two young brothers who had been with him for 6 years. They'd been severely neglected, but had recovered in his care.
An appeal would have delayed these adoptions for at least another 2 years. Children across the state would have continued to languish in foster care and would not get the forever families that they so desperately needed.
Gill says that's why he's now a volunteer for George Sheldon, the Democratic challenger to Attorney General Pam Bondi. 4 years ago, Sheldon was the Secretary of the Department of Children and Families, whose decision not to appeal the ruling changed Gill's life. Bondi, meanwhile, has intervened in four gay marriage cases, arguing that the U.S. Supreme Court needs to settle the question of whether Florida's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. Palm Beach County Commissioners have approved a $4 billion budget. WLRN's Marva Hinton tells us the spending plan doesn't include a property tax increase, but many homeowners will pay more anyway because of rising property values.
The budget includes about $30 million more for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, but commissioners decided not to spend more on infrastructure projects like road resurfacing. Some commissioners tell the Sun Sentinel they disagree with that and feel that the sheriff's budget is unsustainable. At $500 million, it's the county's largest expense. The county is expected to take in about $40 million more in tax revenues due to rising property values, and most of that money is going to the sheriff's office. Sheriff's office employees will receive a 3% cost of living raise, as will all county workers. And there's also money to provide merit raises to some sheriff's office workers, along with longevity raises. The $4 billion county budget takes effect on October 1st. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.